At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving you guys advice. We are talking what to exclaim when you are about to come, how to feel more comfortable with anal, and when to leave your sugar daddy for a relationship. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. Oakley.
What's going on?
How is my little quarantina?
I'm having a challenging day.
Listen, it's going to ebb and flow for all of us. I was telling you before we pushed record that I had two not great days this week. And I think those are the days that maybe we do need to make sure we're relying on our friends and just know that it is okay to have a bad day and to wish that things were normal and to be like, what the fuck are we living in?
Yeah. I mean, we're on day what? 12 or 13 of quarantine or something?
Yeah.
And it's getting to me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go for a walk and play Pokemon Go?
I went on a run this morning. I got my workout in. I had a piano lesson. I had a full day.
There were new Pokemon on this day that we were recording.
I know. I got.
I know. Well.
Well. You know, when I'm having a challenging day, you know what I do?
So, you know.
I go to my friends for advice.
Oh, God. What a leap.
Leaps and bounds.
I didn't even know you.
Do you like to be bound?
Yeah, bound and tied. Hog tied.
Okay, work. Speaking of emails that we get from companies that we don't want to get emails from, but they're checking in on us because of coronavirus.
Is this because you saw my tweet?
Did you see Nasty Pig's email? You know what Nasty Pig is?
I do. Nasty Pig once sent me free underwear.
Well,
if anyone's listening from Nasty Pig, I'll take some more free underwear.
Well, their CEO sent an email, and it was talking about loads, and it went there.
Loads?
It was everything. I'll send it to you. Anyway,
speaking of loads, let's get right into our first advice.
We got
question.
Loads of questions. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Yeah, well, you'll just have to wait and see. Because this first question's got loads.
Sure, go for it. First of all, if you want to submit a question or a piece, you want advice from us, A, we are not qualified, but B, the email is
psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. We'll try our best to answer your questions. It's just a couple of girls answer questions.
Sure.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this comes from C. It says, "Hi babes. I've had the same friends with benefits for 3 years now. And one time when we were stony baloney and hooking up, he said, 'Holy cannoli,' right when he came. It started off as a joke because I make fun of him for his New Jersey Italian origins, but it has escalated. Now, pretty much every time he finishes, it's something like, 'Got a blast,' or
no!
or 'That's a spicy meatball.'
Oh my God.
Or some other ridiculous saying. Half of me loves it, half of me hates it, but I would really like to surprise him next time with my own absurd exclamation. Could y'all help a girl out? Love you so much.
Wow.
Thanks, C. Wasn't this the roller coaster? I thought she was going to ask, 'How do we make him shut the fuck up?'
Listen, I've been there. I thought this was somebody emailing in about me.
When I read this, I thought, which one of Tyler's ex-hookups emailed us?
Because you know I am always exclaiming,
bitch, I know you're all...
holy moly guacamole. It's in things like of that nature.
I know. What was all the dumb shit you said on The Amazing Race?
I don't know. How much time do we have? So I empathize with you wanting to participate because why not? So what, yeah. I feel like I'm glad the question is not how do I get him to shut up though, because God bless, let him live his life.
Yeah.
Why? So is this a woman? A man?
Yes. They didn't say, but all signs point me to a woman.
Okay.
All context clues from the stuff I've cut out of the email.
Got it. So what are she saying? What should she say when she has
she
to
wants
come?
No. Well, she wants to surprise him the next time he zhuzhes all over her. She wants to beat him to the punch and say
no,
something.
No, she wants to say something like she's about to blast.
Yeah, yeah. She wants to say something equally freaky.
Okay. Well, what do we think?
What's that noise? You know, what's that noise Waluigi makes?
I don't know, but you're onto something there.
Something Wario would say.
Wah!
Wario.
I like the thought of just like before we started doing the podcast, we were talking about chickens and puns about chickens.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
yeah.
just thinking like a bird caw or something like that. Like animal noise really is where I'm going.
You think an animal noise?
Something like that. You know? what would scare me? That would scare me.
You know what would scare me?
What?
Someone finishing on me and saying, that's a spicy meatball.
I don't like that. I guess I would only want to do that if I were like putting a man's balls in my mouth and then I put one in.
My.
And then I take it out and I go, oh, that's a spicy meatball. I'm going to do that next time.
Are you teabagging in 2020?
Yes, baby. Throat coat.
Balls are on the menu?
Balls are on the menu and it's a spicy meatball.
I mean, yeah, what could she really say?
I'm thinking something. I think something like frightening would be nice.
I think live, laugh, love.
What about like, here she comes, but with like that voice?
What if
like suddenly your voice goes down an octave?
What if you know when he's like getting close and you start doing like the Jaws song and you're like,
I like that.
That would really take him out of the moment.
It's a little bit like, you know, when you're getting close to a shrine in Zelda and the beeping gets like, more sporadic the closer you get, and maybe he's like he thinks he's doing the right thing, and then the beeping slows down. Like, nope, you lost me. And then the beeping picks back up.
What do they say on SpongeBob? Like, aye aye, Captain.
Aye aye.
Are you ready, kids?
No kid talk. What about like just some robots beeping and booping? Beep beep boop beep beep.
What
beep,
about
beep 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 what? Beep 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 beep,
no.
Beep beep.
What's the trick in House Bunny when she's learning their names? And she's like, Beverly.
Just a low voice. I already said a low voice would be nice.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. Or
if you guys have really good phrases, I mean, this is the time to tweet them at us and hashtag it.
Hashtag got a blast.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Got a blast.
I like, but this is kind of similar to that one. I feel like, did we talk about it on the podcast or not? Or was I just bringing it up to you? Where somebody was like, what's the most like jarring song you could put in a sex playlist so that when it comes on during shuffle, during sex, the whole mood is ruined? And he said the national anthem, which I think is a good answer.
Whitney's version?
Could be, maybe. I don't know. Fergie's version.
Fergie's. All right, there you have it.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. Watermelon Crawl.
What does the Watermelon Crawl sound like, though?
You never know the water. You never
know
the Watermelon Crawl.
It's a dance, but it's not a song. Macarena.
I'm gonna do the Watermelon Crawl.
Oh, that's a good one. When you're about to come, you go, hey Macarena.
All right.
Sure.
I don't know.
Or when you come, you say, Mr. Worldwide.
No, Dolly.
Dolly. I don't know. These are all good options.
I hope that C follows up this email with whatever they choose, because I need to know how this pans out.
Could be like, hee-haw.
No, you said no animal noises.
I said all animal noises.
You said no kid talk.
No kid talk. Only animal noises.
What if you said naughty baby did a no-no?
I guess that would work.
Or like leave Britney alone. I don't know. There's lots of things. I say keep, if you're 3 years into this Friends with Benefits, I say keep going and just keep trying things until you find something that sticks.
Yeah, I think a good, fun friendship, relationship, Friends with Benefits pushes each other outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And keeps it spicy a meatball. Keeps it fun. I like spicy meatball with the ball in my mouth.
This couple loves fun. That's what I've learned.
Well, good. Good. What's the next question?
This next one comes from D. D says, I am
19. 19- D Woods?
D Woods, no. D says, I am 19 and gay, and I just started getting into Grindr and becoming sexually active. I've only hooked up with one guy, but afterwards I felt gross because of the inevitable shitty nature of anal sex. I was wondering how you learned to cope with this, as you've obviously had more experience than me. At the moment, I feel like I'd rather never have sex again because I don't enjoy coming into contact with poop, but at the same time, I would like a healthy sex life. If you have any advice, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for brightening my day with the podcast every week. D.
How to deal with shit?
If you're playing in the sewer, you're bound to get dirty, is what they say
that's
in the biz.
That's what I always say.
Is what they say in the biz.
If you're pounding in the pond, comes the mud.
If you're playing in the mud, you're bound to find some corn.
No. If somebody's rearranging your innards, you know, you might have to squat and gobble.
Yeah, there. That's it.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. So obviously everyone's bodies are different. Some people don't even have to prepare in any capacity. Some people have to spend a lot of time preparing. I think the biggest thing is knowing that, bitch, you're playing in somebody's hole where shit comes out. What do you think you're going to find? You know, it should not surprise anyone if you discover a little bit of something. That should be not shocking and not appalling because everyone shits. But also, like, there's a lot of other things that would be more surprising to find in there. So, like
a Barbie head.
Count your blessings that you're not finding that stuff.
A small rodent,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with what Ty said. It sounds like, well, I mean, you said you're 19 and just like kind of getting into this. I think you'll definitely see that there's just different ways to prepare, whether you're being the top or the bottom. And yeah, just do a little research. There's lots of articles and things out there on how to like make sure you do your best to not encounter shit when having anal sex.
Yes, some people know their bodies and say like, okay, well, I know that I shouldn't eat a certain thing, or I know I shouldn't have coffee before, or whatever it might be for your body. I think you have to kind of be in touch with that. Also, there are ways to clean it all out. If you want to do that, you can. I would Google things like douching.
Douching for gay men.
Or a quick shower rinse to kind of see what's going on. Waffle stomp. I don't know. It depends on how thorough you want to be so that you have a level of what's it called? Comfortability. Knowing like, okay, whatever position, whatever angle, whatever there's, it depends on, how freaky you want to get and how comfortable you want to be.
And I'll say, if you're being the top in the situation, you need to be respectful of the bottoms and respectful that that they're like putting themselves out there, so that if something does happen, you shouldn't like shame them in any sort of way. That it should just be like, oh, that happened. Let's like move on. Let's jump in the shower together. Let's clean things up.
Let's go in the shower and do stuff there. Like, yeah. It's like the mood doesn't have to be completely killed. I understand that it's like a bad ugh vibe. Like, yeah, it's not somebody's preferred outcome. But Corey's completely right. The biggest indicator of if a top is even worthy of your time is how they would react if something might not go according to plan. If they are like accepting and like kind and courteous and just trying to take care of the situation with you, that is a good person. That's a good indicator that you are having sex with somebody that deserves your time and energy. If somebody is a dick about it or is like acts like it's disgusting and how dare you or blah, 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 that is a good indicator that that person does not deserve your time.
You know what they say? Shit happens.
Shit does happen. And you could prepare as much as you possibly think, and shit can still happen.
Shit can still go wrong.
You could spend an hour really just getting ready, and sometimes the body just does not agree with what your heart wants.
Yeah, the butt wants what the butt wants.
Yeah, the innards give you what it's going to give you.
But so, I will say, you are 19, and I do promise that like it gets better, and you'll get more comfortable with it, and... yeah, it takes a learning curve to have these conversations with a partner, and it's not always like the easiest or the like sexiest, most romantic conversation to have. But I think we all started at a similar place to you, and it definitely changes over time.
Yeah, as you get older, I feel like it becomes less of a there's like this like unwritten thing when you just start, I guess, getting sexually active when you're a young gay guy, where it's like something you don't even talk about. It's like how do you don't talk about it with your friends. How do you prepare? Like, you don't, when I was younger, like I wouldn't even know what to Google or like just to like figure out like anything about anal sex. Now I feel like there was a really popular BuzzFeed article of like how to prepare for anal sex that did not exist when I was younger.
No, and there was also an episode of Sex Education on Netflix in season 2 that was all about a gay man bottoming and not knowing how to prepare and reaching out to one of the other students to find out how to douche appropriately. And I thought, oh my God, what a time to be alive. So many of these like younger gay kids are lucky that they have these outlets and like might stumble across one of these things. Because I agree with you. Like, I didn't know and people didn't talk about it.
Yeah. So do some Googling. Figure it out.
Clear your browser history afterward if it's a family computer.
Sure. But understand, like, it is daunting and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? That's half of this is why there is obviously some appeal to expanding sex ed outside of just the heteronormative scope. Because clearly there are questions that people have that are not being answered. And anal is not just for the gays. This is like a perfectly acceptable question for straight people and people that just want to play with a perfectly acceptable hole. Why not?
That's a perfect little segue into our next question.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
This one comes from Kay. Kay says, hello, I am straight, cisgender female. I've been married to my husband for 4 months now, and we dated for 3 years before getting married. He's always been a butt guy, but since being married, he's gotten more into the idea of anal, and he often will put his finger in my butt during sex. I definitely thought that this was not a thing straight men were interested in. It doesn't provide me any sort of pleasure. In fact, sometimes it hurts, but I know that it helps him get there, so I've been putting up with it. Honestly, though, it kind of grosses me out. Help. Opinions. How can I change my view on this? Is it weird? Etc. Thanks, Kay.
You do not have to change what you're into or not into. I think open the communication up to like how it can become more comfortable for you if that's something you are open to. Like, nobody should just be sticking a finger or anything up somebody's ass without consent or some type of like foreplay or lube. Like, the ass is not, or usually not, self-lubricating. So like if it's uncomfortable or if it hurts, then that is a conversation you should have about maybe a little bit more foreplay, or maybe he, I don't know, eats your ass or uses some lube or something that makes it a little bit more comfortable for you. Because if he's into it, there are ways that you can enjoy it more. Like, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. But if you want to do it, you should be enjoying it at least.
Yeah. I mean, She also asked, she said, I definitely thought that this was not a thing straight men were into. I was going to say, I feel like 80% or more of my straight, like cisgender female friends who are married have told me that their husbands like want to do booty stuff. So I think it is very much a thing that straight guys are into, whether they'll admit it or not. Or maybe my friends are all just, I don't know, their husbands are more open-minded IDK. But I was like, I feel like I know so many straight men, especially once they're married, they want to take it
booty,
there.
Ass is on the menu.
It's 2020. Ass is on the menu. I mean, yeah, if teabagging's on the menu, then ass.
Though I will say coronavirus can be transmitted through rimming.
Well, I haven't touched another person in 13 days.
It happens. Same. Me too. Help.
But I would definitely say I agree with Tyler, you should definitely have a conversation beforehand, especially if he's like surprising you and like just throwing it in. I'd be like, hey, it's not always the most comfortable thing. So like maybe warm it up before like cramming a finger knuckle deep in my booty.
And if he doesn't get the memo and he keeps doing it, maybe try doing it to him, and then he will immediately
slip it back.
The second he goes, ah, don't do that, you could be like, oh, what a great lesson in consent. I thought you were reading the room and allowing me to do it. Okay, so maybe next time don't just stick it in my butt.
And get some like long acrylics before you do it.
Oh, don't do that. No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, make sure he clips his nails, like all of that. Straight men, what are they up to? I don't even know.
Throwing fingers in holes.
If you're not into it, you don't have to be. That's, I think, the biggest takeaway. Like, just because your partner is into something doesn't mean you have to be also. But and if you do want to try it, there are ways for you to enjoy it more.
And if you listened to the question right before your question, there's all kinds of tips on how to get prepared.
Bada bing, bada boom. Maybe that's what I say when I come. Bada bing, bada boom.
I like that one. I say give that a whirl.
Do we have any other questions? Or is that all we got for today?
No, bitch. We have so many more.
Okay, give me another one. Maybe this is the last one.
Yeah, this is from E. He says, hey girls, let me cut right to the chase. I work full time while finishing my degree, and I have a sexual relationship where I give him that good good and he gives me that cha-ching. It helps me pay my bills, and to be honest, it's nice having fun while making money. However, I went on a date with a gentleman and I'd like to go on more dates. I'm scared to ask about having an open relationship so that I can still make a little extra money. And I'm scared to let go of my casual arrangement because he's helping me out financially. Do I live my single life with my sugar daddy or fire him to make my dating life less stressful? Please help this torn and forlorn hoe.
Damn. So is it like, how do I have the best of both worlds? I think there are a lot of people out there that are like not conforming to what they should or shouldn't do based on what society tells them with their relationship. It sounds like already you are choosing your own path of what you want to do. So I don't know. I would be, if I were enjoying my sugar daddy, I would find a partner that lets me enjoy my sugar daddy.
Absolutely. And I mean, especially if you want to start dating around, I mean, it just depends. I mean, even just going on a few dates with some other gentlemen doesn't mean you have to jump right in and become monogamous with them immediately. And it's not like you have to be boyfriend and girlfriend right away. A lot of people have different lengths of time when they court someone. So I kind of agree with Ty. I mean, it sounds like you're making your own rules, and I think that's important. Just as long as you're being honest, if you do find someone that you like and you do want to become more serious with them, then you're definitely going to need to be honest with that person. But yeah, I say keep doing you.
Yeah, at this point, it's kind of like you have to decide what is the deal breaker. Like, and I guess it shifts and changes based on the person that you may be dating. So, like, if somebody is out there and you're dating them, and the one thing that's not working for your relationship is if you are able to have a sugar daddy, then maybe that's a little bit more flexible than if it's like somebody that you're talking to and you're like, well, I could continue seeing this person. I could maybe not continue seeing this person. But if they really put up a stink about your sugar daddy, then you're like, okay, I'm not dealing with that. So it depends on how into you, into the, like, the person you want to pursue the relationship with, and whether or not you would, like, I guess, concede on certain things for that person.
And maybe you can find a man that will appreciate you being able to take him out to dinner with the money that you made from your sugar daddy.
Right. What's the difference? That's well, I don't know. I am supportive of you doing exactly what you want to do and not letting any guy tell you you're allowed to do what, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or
right.
Trying to control what you should or shouldn't do. There are billions of people on Earth. There are many, many men who will let you or be feel empowered that you are doing what you want to do. You know what I mean? You don't have to wait around and settle for somebody who's not into whatever you want to do.
Right. If there was a throuple on House Hunters, then you can, then I believe that you can find what you're looking for.
If I were dating somebody that has a sugar daddy on the side, I would love it. Good for them.
I know. I wish I were you. I want a sugar daddy and I want a boyfriend and I don't have either.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So
sounds like you're living the best of both worlds. Tyler, do you want to be my sugar daddy?
No.
I'll give you that good if you give me that cha-ching.
I was thinking you could be my sugar daddy.
Is this because I'm older? Are you being ageist?
I think I'm your sugar baby.
Okay.
Or wait, no. Is the sugar baby the person who receives the
I think
money?
So. What happens when the older person finds a younger person?
Sugar brother.
No. Sugar brothers. Sugar husbands.
Sugar.
Tune into our new TLC hit show, Sugar Husbands.
Sugar husbands. Sure, why not? Okay. Well, I think we saved a lot of lives today. We helped a lot of people.
We really did.
I think we nailed it.
Did you want to talk about anything involving the coronavirus?
No. I just hope everyone's maintaining their distance from people, self-containing if they're able, not listening to Fox News.
Did you see the results of the poll from last week?
No, I didn't see the results. What were the results?
I didn't see them either. I'll pull them up right now. Oh, wow. Embarrassing for you.
Oh,
and the poll of which are you doing, self-containment or self-quarantining? Quarantine won 70% to 30.
That's so rude.
And there was a whole 3,000, there were more than 3,000 votes. Wow. Truly embarrassing.
I say, let's put up a new poll this week. What's the better thing to exclaim when you are about to blow? Are we thinking... what did I say?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. And Corey, what's your submission?
Naughty baby did a no-no.
Okay. is mine bada bing, bada boom, or is it just like a turkey squawking?
Can you give us your best turkey squawk? That's not at all what a turkey makes.
Well, how does a turkey sound like?
Turkey's all...
Or wait, what is it? Like that.
You guys, you can't see this, but he's really karate chopping his gizzards.
Okay, so I think mine is a turkey gobble.
Gobble, gobble?
No, turkey gobble noise. Not gobble, gobble. It's the...
Versus Naughty Baby did a no-no.
Yeah. So when you vote on our Twitter for Psychobabble, don't see just gobble gobble. Just know the noise that I'm talking about.
And someone's probably going to have to tweet at me to remind me to post this again.
So please do that too.
Because TweetDeck won't let you schedule polls.
Well, I'm so sorry.
And that's how Sue sees it.
You don't have any time in your day to remember to do it, so I get it.
Well, I utilize my Siri all the time. I'm all, Siri, remind me to do this.
Are you being serious?
Yes. Were you trying to be punny?
Yeah, I was.
Tyler, where can people find you?
I am on TikTok. You can find me. My username is... Thank you.
And
Corey, where can people find you?
I'm that's a spicy meatball.
Okay. That's all we have for today. Don't forget to fill out your census, y'all.
Oh, wait. I was just going to say, one of our listeners, Connie, messaged me on Instagram and said, I love that you guys are reminding everyone to register to vote. Can you also remind people to fill out their censuses?
Yeah, it's so easy, actually. You check your mail, you'll get a letter. It'll tell you how to do it online. You do it and
it
fill it out.
It took me maybe 5 minutes.
The reason you want to do your census is because money from the government, which is your money because it's your taxes, is allocated to places in communities that fill out their census and say, hi, I live here. So the more people that fill out their census tells the government, hey, here is a lot of people in this area that need taxes and support and money allocated their direction. So if you don't fill out your census, the government doesn't know that you're there. Therefore, the government doesn't supply money to be forwarded to your community. So by filling out your census, your community is going to be better. Make sense?
I love it. And thank you, Connie, for reminding us to share that.
So do that. Go live your life. Don't die.
I thought you were saying don't drink and drive, because that's literally what my dad says when he like gets
don't
off
do that either
when he gets off the phone with me all the time, and I'm like, I haven't driven a car in years.
Right. Okay, Corey, bye.
All right, later. Love you.
Love you later.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.